This is Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. Last week, the Joint Finance Committee approved Governor Scott Walker's proposed cuts to Wisconsin technical colleges. The schools are expecting a 30% reduction in funding from the state of Wisconsin. With a poor economy and high unemployment rates over the last few years, higher education has seen an increase in enrollment. Western Technical College President Lee Rosch says now is not the time for the state legislature to pull back on its investment in tech schools, when almost everyone agrees job creation needs to be the top priority. I recently asked Rosch how the cuts will affect Western Technical College.
There were two issues that we were really concerned about. One is that there was a proposed cut of 30% in our state aid, and the Joint Finance Committee did stay with that 30% cut. They didn't adjust it. The second issue was that there was a freeze on spending on the property tax levy, and that was a disincentive because our colleges are here to help our regions grow. And if the growth in the region means that there is more valuation in the area, then it makes sense for us to have an opportunity to be part of that. And so he did relax the property tax freeze so that it would be applying to the rate, not to the spending. So we did get some short-term relief with some long-term potential on that front. For Western, it's just a difficult time. We went through a very difficult budget decision this spring already. We reallocated about $3.25 million. That's a combination of reduced positions and employee benefit contributions, and we're going to still have, over the two-year cycle, about a $1.6 million deficit that we have to address. So it's going to be a difficult process to continue to work through that, but we're determined to do that. Most of the deficit is in the second year of the biennium, and we have some time to take a look at other positions and other programs, and we're just going to keep working at it so that we can keep providing the services that we need to.
So with the 30% cut, how much of that is the Western Technical College's budget?
30% is about $2.3 million. The net decrease in our overall budget is about 4.5%. So last year we were at about a $50 million operating budget, so we're about 4.8.
One of the biggest sources of revenue for the technical colleges is property taxes. Mm-hmm. And the Joint Finance Committee also made some decisions in regards to how Wisconsin's technical colleges could use property taxes. I'm wondering if you could go over what they actually did decide last week.
Okay. They did two things. A significant part of the revenue for tech colleges, it comes from the property tax. There's kind of an assumption that the system was founded on a three-way partnership of student tuition revenue, property tax revenue, and the support from the community, and then the support from the state. Unfortunately, there's been more and more of a shift away from state funding and more toward the property tax and student tuition funding sources over the years. They essentially did two things. They allowed the rate to be frozen at whatever rate it was for the previous year for the technical colleges, but allow for property growth, if it were to occur, that we could keep the rate where it is. So that if the growth was 2% in our region, then our property tax income would go up by 2%, even though the rate would be the same. So from a property taxpayer perspective, you wouldn't be paying more, but there would be more revenue if there was growth in the region. The second thing they allowed is for technical colleges to go to the voters for a referendum approval to increase the operating levy up to the 1.5 mil rate limit. Some colleges in the state are frozen below the 1.5 mil rate limit. They have that choice. Western really doesn't. We're already at the mil rate limit. So essentially we're hoping that the region does grow. That's what we're here for, and that would be a good thing. And if that happens, that's just a good sign for everybody.
If there was 2% growth within the La Crosse area, let's say, were you not allowed to pick up that new property tax?
In the past, we were. The governor's budget didn't allow that. And so the Joint Finance Committee went back to the past practice for for the colleges, except they did not allow the colleges to raise their rate. So it's kind of a mix between where it had been in the past and where it is now.
So with this decrease in state funding, you know, obviously tuition also plays a part in your funding. Are you looking at tuition increases at this point?
Tuition is set by the Technical College State Board. They did raise tuition for next year by 5.5%. I'm concerned that we, as a system and as a college, don't fall into a pattern of overdependence on student tuition, because a large percentage of the students we serve come to us in a significant financial need. We have a lot of returning adults. They're coming back to us because of their dislocated workers or of other issues in their lives. And we have to find ways to make education affordable for them. So we're going to try to do everything we can to increase privately funded scholarships and other things to try to make education as affordable as possible, and just hope we can do things to keep the doors open for the people in need.
That's what I was wondering, if you were going to maybe amp up your outreach to larger donors or...
If you want to fast forward to where, let's say, to the year 2020, I think... technical colleges and all higher education is going to become more dependent on having scholarship funds for incoming students in order to make that college decision affordable. And so we're undertaking a significant program to increase our endowment. We have about a $5 million endowment now. We'd like to be at about $20 million by 2020. And that would give a lot more money to have it available for those incoming students so that they could make that transition decision to come to the college that we are.
This spring, Western Technical College did have to make some difficult cuts. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if you can talk about that, and maybe then looking forward, you know, are there other programs that you were looking at then that may need to be reconsidered or other positions?
Well, we made difficult decisions on a number of programs, and I can't stress how painful that is, because these are good programs and they're meeting a need. We're just in a difficult position of trying to make the best judgments we can to have as many opportunities available for as many students as possible. In spite of those cuts, we're adding some programs, a medical administrative professional program and a building systems technology program. Those are high demand areas, and we need to be we can't be stagnant, and so we have to find ways to develop those programs. So we've had to do that expansion from within. It means the cuts in some areas are resulting in shifts that are allowing some of these new areas to be developed. Some of the areas we did some cutbacks, by the way, are not – the program areas are not going to be eliminated. It's – the program structure may be changed. It may end up with a certificate option or a diploma option tied to an associate degree in another field. And that will still give students the opportunity to move into those areas of instruction. It's just it's going to give us an opportunity to do it in a way that's more responsive to the employment demand. A couple of things I want to mention, though. The economy in our part of the state is turning around. Our unemployment is not as high as it is in the southeast side of the state. We track job placement rates after graduation. In the height of the 2009 recession, 87% of our grads were reporting jobs within 6 months of graduation.
Is this at Western Technical College?
At Western. This year, it's at 92%. And I think we're going to continue to move up to where we traditionally are in the 95 to 96% area. Here's the challenge. The job opportunities are opening up, and the demand is there to come to our college, but many of our programs are already at capacity. And so we have kind of a bottleneck situation with the limited funding that just hurts the economy in the region. And that's the message I've been trying to convey to legislators and others, that we do have a state budget crisis and we do need to resolve it, but the future is going to be dependent on finding out ways to grow the economy, and it's going to really come from regional economic growth.
And you're listening to Newsmakers. My guest today is Lee Rosh. He is the president of Western Technical College. So going back to what you were just talking about, you said many of your programs are at full capacity. Western Technical College and I'm assuming Wisconsin technical colleges in general, the admission rates are up. And is this similar throughout the state that these programs are at capacity?
We had a surge in enrollment in 2009. Actually, though, if you look back at the last decade, there's been a consistent increase in overall statewide technical college enrollment, and then a surge in 2009. For Western, we had about a 9.5% increase in 1 year, even though our operating budget last year only went up by less than one half of 1%. We're going to continue to grow, but these capacity limits are going to stunt that somewhat. So we're budgeting about a 2% increase in enrollment next year, just because that's about the extent of what we can accomplish. But we're going to continue to see that growth, and our challenge is to find ways to continue to do some things locally and with our own efficiencies. When I talked about that three-way partnership with the state, the student tuition, and the community property taxpayers, the state's really not holding up their end of the bargain. And it's not going to be wise for us to be counting on that. We have to be looking at our other partners as the way to go for the future.
When you say they're not holding up their end of the bargain, are you referring to state funding?
State funding is down below 15%. And it's likely to continue to go down. Western's state aid in 2001 was just under $12 million. With this 30% cut, we're now going to be at about $5.5 million. So that's a huge drop in a decade.
What is the main reason that enrollment is up? Is it the economic downturn? And if so, is this mirrored in other times throughout history when the economy has been down, people have been laid off, so they've gone back to a technical college?
I think the economy is a factor and the enrollment increases. But there are other significant factors, too. We're working very hard to become a college of first choice for young people coming out of high school. And right now, about 45% of the high school grads in our service area come to Western within 3 years of high school graduation. And that's an encouraging sign because we need to get people into many of the fields that are in the programs that we have in manufacturing and many of the healthcare positions and so on. We also have a lot of returning veterans. It's amazing to state that we have over 1,500 veterans enrolled at Western. And that's likely to continue. And some of those veterans are stationed out of Fort McCoy. They're coming back, and they're looking at Wisconsin or this part of Wisconsin as a place to live and raise a family. And so we have, I'd say, 10% of those individuals are coming from wherever else in the country, and they're relocating here, and then they're going to Western. So it's complex, and that's okay because we don't want to be tied to whether the economy is going up or down or whether or not our programs are meeting the needs of the community. We want to just do it because that's what the community needs.
And can you talk about some of the programs that are in high demand within the community? You just mentioned healthcare and manufacturing, but can you get into some of the more detailed programs?
Well, let me frame it this way. The Brookings Institution just released a national study about the role that community and technical colleges can play in higher education and the economy. And they talked about critical elements, colleges tying in with regional economic development entities, working with the sectors within the region that are the growth areas, and then building programs or strengthening programs in those areas. And that's what we've been doing. And we've been very active partners with the Seven Rivers Regional Alliance. And the sectors in our region are healthcare, manufacturing, food processing is a very significant area for us, and then the composites industry, which is mostly out of the Winona area, but that's part of our region. And so those programs that are tied to those sectors are the ones that I think are going to be key for us to be supporting the economy. Some people are surprised to learn that manufacturing is actually rebounding fairly nicely in this economic recovery in the region and in the state. And that's kind of a surprise. We have a stereotype of manufacturing as being something that is going to continue to shrink because of global forces. And in reality, there is a demand for people to go into those fields, but they need to be, they want the total package. They want people to have the technical skills. They need to have the math. They need to have the communication and teamwork and team building skills and abilities. They need the full package. And so they're really looking for a very specialized person. And so if we don't get those people coming into our programs and realizing that this isn't something that you just do for the rest of your life, this is a career that you really need to be building toward, then we're not meeting a need. So the healthcare area is where we have a lot of our waiting lists, but we're really working hard in those other sectors to bring that highly skilled total package graduate to those industries.
So you mentioned that the job placement rate out of Western Technical College is what sounds very mm-hmm. high and successful. Are people finding jobs within the Cooley region, or are they staying in Wisconsin? Are they going elsewhere?
We have historically had a high percentage of our grads living and working in Wisconsin, and that's actually one of the reasons why the state should be a good investor in tech colleges, because when our grads leave, they are working in the community. The salaries for the graduates of this last survey is about $35,200 per year, which is at about what the state median wage. Now, that's 6 months after graduation. But every other year, we do a five-year follow-up on the grads. And the last five-year follow-up showed that those same graduates 5 years down the road were reporting a median salary that was over 60% higher than when they graduated. Now, with the economy doing what it's doing, it's probably not going to be 60% this next time. But I wouldn't be surprised if it's at least 40%. Now, that's a big boost over a five-year period. I mean, think of a job that any job in any company or any career that's going to give you a 40 to 50% increase in pay over 5 years. So the skills are paying off. They're either getting job promotions or they're moving into better paying opportunities. And so that's what we're supposed to do. That's going to help the economy. And the fact that nearly 90% are going to be Wisconsin residents after graduation means that it's going to help the Wisconsin economy.
How often are you looking forward and thinking about new programs? I believe it's Milwaukee Area Technical College that has started a green technology program. Mm-hmm. At what point does Western Technical College say, oh, maybe 10 years down the line, this will be an industry that maybe we should really prepare our students for?
Well, we are doing that. I mentioned those two new programs. Mm-hmm. The building systems technology program, essentially what we're looking at is how we're taking the existing programs that we have in heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, or architectural design, or in the wood technologies area. But we're looking at how the sustainable applications can be made to those programs so that a degree holder with that is going to come out, and they're not going to know how to design and build buildings, but they're going to build buildings that are far more efficient than what we have today. And we feel that that's going to be the best way to try to approach that in our region. That's what the surveys are indicating. The other thing that we're doing is we're looking at using our buildings as living laboratories rather than setting up simulated labs. We have on the drawing plans to build rebuild our applied technology building, and we're seeking a LEED Platinum certification for the building. And that will house some of these new programs in our existing programs. But the fact that it's that highly energy efficient gives us an opportunity to help our students now to see how that kind of construction works. And we feel that our grads are going to be better prepared to go to work for a company if they can apply those skills to those companies, to those facilities, as opposed to being in a simulated setting. So we have to be looking forward. We can't stay. The job market of 2020 is going to be different than it is today, and we need to be preparing for that now.
Well, it seems like with any college, and maybe it's more so with technical colleges, that you're keeping up with the times, and if there's a certain industry that mm-hmm. isn't as popular, then why keep putting money into it?
Well, I mentioned food processing is an important area in our region, but organic farming and processing organic goods is a big part of that.
And especially in this region.
In this region. And so actually we have the potential to be a premier area for organic farming and processing. And so we're looking at redoing what we're doing in our agricultural program so that we are able to step up and become a leader in the curriculum area of organic farming.
And I want to end with a philosophical question that we were discussing before you came in. If there's less and less money coming in from the state and potentially from property taxes, when is Western Technical College or Wisconsin Technical Colleges, are they still considered public education?
It's an interesting question. I think the fact that we know we're going to have to raise scholarship funds privately, you know, eventually we may look a lot more like a private university in that regard, where you come to university and they will tell you how much they can raise, give to you as with their scholarships, how much you can get through federal financial aid or other sources. And I think that's I don't want to say unfortunate, but I think it's a reality that is coming down the road. I will say this though, I'm as concerned about anything about how divided we are as a state, as a community, and as a nation on these issues of public service and public education, and I think that's a real concern for me. It's our community is very black and white right now, and if you're in public education, it's hard to. I mean, we're not bulletproof, and it's hard to not feel that we're being criticized for some things we're trying to do the best we can. On the other hand, there's a lot of frustration with the lack of long-range planning and how to make these things affordable, not just today, but for the future. I think we can accomplish the things we need to, but we're going to have to get better at civil discourse and collaboration within communities. We can't do it when we're as divided as we've become.
Lee Rosch is president of Western Technical College. He spoke with me about what proposed cuts in state funding will mean for technical schools. Coming up in the next half hour, it's the season for high school graduations. And with that in mind, we'll talk with two retiring educators who have made it their life's work to make sure children get the best education possible. You're listening to Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Maureen McCollum. To hear this or other recent editions of Newsmakers, visit our website at wpr.org/lacrosse. We also welcome your comments and ideas. Simply follow the links on our archives page at wpr.org/lacrosse.